First Samuel chapter 7. And the men of Kirjath-Jearim came and fetched up the ark of Yahweh, and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill, and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the ark of Yahweh. And it came to pass, while the ark stayed in Kirjath-Jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years. And all the house of Israel lamented after Yahweh. And Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, If you do return to Yahweh with all your hearts, then put away the strange Elohim and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts to Yahweh and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Baalim and Ashtaroth and served Yahweh only. And Samuel said, Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you to Yahweh. And they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water, and poured it out before Yahweh, and fasted on that day, and said there, We have sinned against Yahweh. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the princes of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, Do not cease to cry to Yahweh, our Elohim, for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly to Yahweh. And Samuel cried to Yahweh for Israel, and Yahweh heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But Yahweh thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them. And they were smitten in the presence of Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Yahweh has supported us. And so the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of Yahweh was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron even to Gath. And the coasts of it did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines, and there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in a circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah and judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house. And there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar to Yahweh. End of chapter.